Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Happy, happy weekend. It is 9:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. When you do what you love, it's not work. Good morning. Go Gators. Playing tonight, Norfolk State. Yep, 6:50 p.m. to be exact, and the bracketology is a-moving, and things are already happening, of course, but this will be the Gators' first game, and they are in their bracket ranked number one, and we like that. Welcome. Our friend Ed Book is here. He is Chief Ed Book. He is Commissioner Ed Book. Did I miss anything else? And good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I appreciate you allowing me to come on the show.
Man, you're a busy guy. So you're still doing the full-time chief thing at Santa Fe College, which continues to grow, I'm sure. And you're also the city commissioner, which is not a full-time job, although... Plenty of hours, right?
Oh, plenty of hours. We're all busy. So everybody I know in my world is busy. The college does great things. The city's doing some good things. But this is how you make a difference in your community.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we got a notation or whatever you want to call it. The VFW on Waldo Road that, you know, it might be mowed down and what was going to happen. And we were concerned like a lot of other people were. Ed said, we just saved the VFW. You're no longer going to tear it down. All right, that's not the total truth.
That's not the truth at all, Bob. The reality is we have the Northeast 8th Avenue Recreational Complex, which is a huge project that the city is trying to go forward with and involves citizens. Fields, recreational activities, the MLK, and that project doesn't even involve the VFW, but they are right next to that project. So we owe it to our veteran heroes to tell them what's going on and see what their feedback and input is about that.
So you contacted them, you had some direct conversations, you or somebody from the city, but apparently, I don't know if fear set in or, you know, the old telephone line thing where you tell a story a few different times and you have a different outcome. There was concern that they were going to be displaced in some way. So I'm glad that we can once again be the truth tellers and let everybody know that the VFW on Waldo Road with the tank out front is not going anywhere. It is not part of this revitalization of this area.
So I'll say this. They could be part of that revitalization. They're right on the border of the project. But the point is, what can we do to actually assist them since they're a piece of the property area there? Do they need better access? Could their building be improved? Would they like to be a part? So that's a good thing
as it
relates to our veterans.
Yeah, so you're more, mm-hmm. It's more like a possible partnership rather than – you guys just coming in and eminent domain and starting with the bulldozer.
Yeah, right? No, that's a great way to put it. It could be a partnership or collaboration, but you serve our veterans. Our veterans are served by the VFW post out there, and it just so happens they're right next to this very exciting project that's going to kind of materialize over the next few years.
Now, Citizens Field has been in existence. I've seen several high school football games there. It's kind of the home field for a lot of schools in the area. Why do we need a new one, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, if you look, so Citizens Field, just as part of the project, has been, these our schools have all played their football, lacrosse, and other recreational activities there, and it's insufficient for what we have there. It's an old concrete stadium, not very accessible, and that's just a piece of the project. We have fields that can be improved out there. We need more space for soccer. The MLK building needs to be expanded for things like basketball and youth programming and our seniors, and we don't have that in Northeast Gainesville.
What about now? You've got a pool, but that's not sufficient either.
Good question. I don't have as much knowledge about the pool, but we would want to make sure that that's also accessible for everyone there. And important, Gainesville Fire Rescue is on the site. They are actually interested in moving to a better training site. So that may become a part of some expanded area over the next few years there in Northeast Gainesville.
So has the population, has it changed, or demographically more young people? What would be some of the other reasoning behind taking on a project like this, which, do you even have a cost estimate?
Yeah, so the cost estimate is huge, Bob. It's really a several year, probably incrementally done, could be upwards of $100 million. And the way you do that is you do that with partners. You do that with potentially a school board. You do that potentially by having a bond. You don't want to additionally tax our community members to do that. Remember, Westside Park is huge, has incredible facilities in the Northwest. We have Depot Park in the Southeast. We have Abby Wambach Park in the Southwest, and here is in our quadrant. You want good recreation in all areas of the city.
Yeah, but you know, you also have to live within a budget. Will it be impacted by less money coming out of GRU? I forget what the exact term is, but when you take some money out of GRU and put it in the city coffers, my understanding is that amount has been diminished as part of GRU trying to get and become or stay solvent, I guess.
Well, that's a great transition for a huge topic right there. So you're talking about the government services contribution. We started in 2023. Four new city commissioners took office. I was one of them. And that was in January 2023. In February of 2023, everything radically changed. And we have gone from $35 million plus that came from GRU to the city side of the house to $8 million in 24 months. So $35 million to $8 million. So we have reduced. We've become leaner. We've become financially sound. We're getting our financial house in order, so to speak.
Yeah, on both sides, both the city side and the GRU side.
Yes, sir.
So would you say that the oversight board has, they're doing a good job? They're getting GRU back on solid footing. Are you comfortable with the work they've done?
So I actually worry less. Sometimes everybody worries about whether it's a GRU authority, whether it's City of Gainesville. I worry less about whether we have two boards and more about just that we're working together. We have agreements that allow us to deal with services together and that we're basically providing, both sides provide for the community and both sides have to be fiscally sound.
Ed, but the direction everything's headed right now, you're pretty good with?
Well, one thing I've not been good with is that the government services contribution has decreased based on some disagreement on agreements for services. But that's something, you know, we have to work through. That's called government working with government. There is a hearing on April 2nd that may provide some clarity. But we have to take care of our side of the house, which is the city side of the house and the programs. We have public safety, roads, parks.
Now, yeah, and it wasn't your fault, the decisions that were made long before you got elected there, but, you know, all these decisions that got GRU in the red ink and the problems that they're in were all because of previous city commissioners. Like, what a absolute terrible thing the biomass plant turned out to be. And so, I mean, you want to share profit, but the people in power had made all the bad decisions to make it unprofitable.
So that's it's a big picture. Going back to 2008, 2009, there were decisions made that affected us going forward. And in 2023, I think it really doesn't matter whose fault it is. This is the way I view things. Decisions are made by lots of officials, not just government officials, that cause financial distress, both for GRU and the city. And we're paying that price even today in 2025. And we're probably going to be having to kind of deal with the ramifications of that for at least another 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking less out of that GRU bucket, so to speak. But the ratepayers, I mean, they're getting a little bit of a break. We had Ed Bilarski on recently, the GM and CEO of GRU, and they've got the rates, you know, kind of got them hammered down. Part of it he gave credit to just the fact that the fuel costs are a little bit lower, so that helps. But if you raise taxes in the city to pay for things like these big recreational projects, then people are back to where they were. Whether it shows up in a GRU bill or it shows up in a city tax bill, people feel, you know, kind of the pressure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So we had a vote, you know, a referendum where people indicated they would rather just be one entity. And again, I worry less about that. What I know what we've done on the city side, we have cut our budget. This last year, and it just for this fiscal year, we're down $1.1 million in general revenue fund. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the first time the city's gone backwards in its budget in many, many years.
Yeah,
backwards. So that tells you we had to make some hard adjustments, and we're doing that.
You're going back to the future.
I don't know if it's back to the future because it's been a long time since our budget has not increased year to year. It did not. Our general revenue fund went down, like I said, about $1 million and change, and that's because we reduced positions. We became more stable with our financial picture. We are supporting the right things like public safety and roads.
Last question. Downtown Ambassadors Program. Do you think this has been an effective program? Have you seen a difference?
That's an easy answer. The answer is yes. I know we're getting some criticism for spending money on a program over the next 3 years, but downtown needs to be an economic driver. We want people to come down there, come to the restaurants, come to the plaza, come to our programs and our events. And the ambassadors are cleaning up trash. They're making contacts. They're dealing with vagrancy and panhandling. They're extra eyes, so they're extra safety downtown. I think that they're doing a good job, and we have the ability, if they're not effective, to remove ourselves from that contract and go back. So I think at the moment, they're only a few months old. I think they're doing a good job. I think it's probably a great benefit for downtown.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here from Commissioner Ed Book, City Commissioner, and also the Chief of Police for Santa Fe College. And we appreciate you taking the time out. And I know a lot of people involved with the VFW on Waldo Road are probably breathing a little easier now. So thanks again. It was good to see you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for hitting me with the hard questions and the hard topics.
We just try to be truth tellers here, which in today's environment, as you know, is not easy. It is 9:18 on the Bob Rose Show, about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Happy, happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, here we are. It is Friday. The weekend is here. A little cooler than it's been, but the sun is shining and it's going to. It's actually going to be, I think, a very nice weekend. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 9:22. Morning, Greg. What's the big plans for the weekend?
I got a wedding to go to.
I don't think you're doing more than just going to it, are you?
I actually am officiating a wedding.
So,
yes.
So you bring a whistle? You call time out?
I'm not going to wear a black and white striped shirt or nothing like that. No.
Are you going to say words?
I will speak words and pronounce them man and wife.
Yes. Really? Uh-huh. There's a lot of power in that, isn't there?
I've got the power, Bob.
Have you done it before?
No. This is my first one. First one.
Hmm.
I know. So, yeah, Dustin and Hunter are getting married tomorrow, and we're good friends with Hunter's family, and so going to be doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're just to be asked to do something like that.
It is a privilege. I mean, it is a cool event. Going to be a nice outdoor wedding. Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow afternoon,
yeah,
evening.
You couldn't have picked a better day.
So looking forward to it, and going to have a lot of friends there, a lot of folks that I know are going to be there, so going to be a good time, I think.
Wow. That is a bit. Very nice. Good job. See, sometimes that Greg Schmooze tour really pays dividends, and everybody wins.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm enjoying it. It's going to be fun. Great folks.
So we were having a little fun talking about Canada, the 51st state, and, I take it all with like a grain of salt. I know that's President Trump being Trump, but, some Canadians got irritated by it. And then, they lumped that together with the tariffs, which, of course, they're not happy about. President Trump, from my understanding, just wants to kind of get us back on an even keel, not just with Canada, but with other trading partners where, it's built up a deficit, where we are being treated unfairly in America. And it's been going on for a very long time, and we finally have a president who, is willing to do the tough job of rolling up his sleeves and making things happen. Will he get everything that he wants for us? Maybe, maybe not, but the effort is definitely there, like most presidents have not provided in the past. So if you're big, worried about the tariffs becoming a tax and you're part of that, the sky is falling when it comes to tariffs and you don't understand the comprehensive way and yet, the delicate way in which President Trump knows how to deal with these things to get what he wants. And at the end of the day, usually the tariffs don't end up being even existing, or if they do, they're not anywhere near as large as they started out. It's part of the art of the deal. So the proof is in the pudding. Canadian furniture maker Prepac is moving all of its production to the United States following the threat of tariffs on Canadian goods from President Donald Trump. According to Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union, Prepac is closing its manufacturing plant in Delta, British Columbia, to move all production to a manufacturing plant in North Carolina, which had opened in 2021. It already owns that plant, but now they're going to make the final move. As a result, more than 170 Canadians will lose their jobs at the British Columbia plant. Unifor representatives suggested that those jobs will be moved to North Carolina, probably many of them, but this is a company that sees the greener pastures that President Trump is offering. A great environment for businesses to do well and to not pay taxes on par with many other developed nations around the world. That's a good thing. And this Canadian furniture manufacturer, you know, they're making, you know, their decisions, what's best for their company and their people. So I think this is definitely a win. Now, British Columbia, I had spent just a little bit of time there. I can tell you that air, well, it is just absolutely beautiful. But so is North Carolina. Oh, yeah. The only difference is you generally won't freeze to death in North Carolina.
True. And that part of the Carolinas where they do all the furniture is absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah.
Is that like High Point, Hickory, and
right in those areas?
Yeah. So this is a good thing. You've got manufacturing taking place in the U.S. You've got a Canadian company that sees the advantage of that. According to the union, our union has been warning about lost investment and production since Trump began his economic war on Canada and Canadian workers. Remember, this is somebody, a spokesperson for the union that, you know, these folks had joined that worked for the furniture company. He said, in this case, Prepac and its equity owners are using the tariffs as an excuse to redirect all their production to the U.S. It's pure greed.
Interesting.
Well, it's always interesting. What do you set your union dues at?
Yeah.
Are they any higher than they absolutely have to be? And if so, would that be pure greed? Is it okay for a company that employs people to be profitable and to maintain long-term profitability? Is that a bad thing? Now, could there be a greed factor in there? Yeah. There's always a greed factor. I want my 401k to do well because I want to retire someday. People that own portions of companies, don't they want them to do well? Isn't that why you would invest? Isn't that why you would be an entrepreneur to start a business? Things to think about. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, you can start thinking about that as well. Happy Friday. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And here comes the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It's 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, abolishing the Department of Education. President Trump signed it yesterday. Of course, it won't completely eliminate it, and he's going to need Congress to step in and codify the whole thing. And by the way, the Pell Grants and all that stuff, that's still going to happen. It just may be happening under a different department. But all of those things are still going to be in place. In the meantime, we're going to save taxpayers a lot of money. It's not like the Department of Education has been around since 1776. It's been around since 1980. Okay? And like a lot of things that came about in the 80s, it kind of sucks. And it's not even close to its original, you know, mandate and mission. No. Not even close. And test scores have gone down while the Department of Education's budget continues to grow. So good. Time to cut it loose.
Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel's getting on my last nerve. I mentioned him earlier.
Oh, yeah.
He really takes great pride or whatever in making fun of Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll probably find some footage somewhere where, you know, he was kissing Elon Musk's boots, you know, because he was a hero to the left. Oh, now he's, the second coming of Hitler. Literally, Jimmy Kimmel calling him a Nazi. Doing that again, even though that whole hand gesture and all that. Look, even the Anti-Defamation League said, no, that was not a Nazi thing. It says, you know, might have been a little awkward, but it was not malevolent. Even they said so. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty...
they're pretty strict on that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, really, I think he thinks it's funny that there are people that are committing acts of domestic terrorism against Tesla cars, Tesla owners, Tesla dealerships, charging stations. I think he thinks it's funny. Someone lit a bunch of Teslas on fire, he said during his monologue. And here's the thing. I get it that people are upset, but burning a car might not be great for the environment. I don't think that's what they had in mind when they invented the electric car. So he's trying to be kind of funny and kind of snarky, but he's definitely not covering it with a level of seriousness. He said in Vegas, someone threw a Molotov cocktail at a Tesla service center. At least five Teslas blew up. And then he says, one from the Molotov and four because that's just what Teslas do sometimes. I mean, talk about your attempt to tarnish a brand.
Yeah.
All because some of your supposed viewers are left of center wackadoodles, or worse yet, domestic terrorists. And his ratings aren't very good anyway. But yet he takes that, you know, obvious lefty side. And, yeah, then he tries to pretend like, you know, oh, really, I mean it. You know, don't do this. When he knows he's making a bit out of it, he's pausing. The audience is laughing and cheering. He knows what's going on. He said, and no one should be setting fires. You could kill somebody. You could hurt somebody. Elon Musk might not care about other people, but decent Americans should.
Wow.
So again, another jab at him. Now remember, Elon Musk invented SpaceX. They rescued the astronauts. They rescued the astronauts that were stuck. Elon Musk get any credit for that? Is there a little joke or a quip you can work into your not-so-hilarious monologue, Jimmy? No, apparently not. This is a guy who's not taking a paycheck. And if he didn't care about other people, I don't think that he would go to work and toil every day on behalf of the American people, not even looking for a paycheck. The guy doesn't need money. So you literally are 180 degrees off on this one. He literally is doing it to help people. A lot of people that are way below your pay scale, Jimmy. Yeah. And Kimmel goes on to say, and it, you know what? It's Kimmel and his bits. That's what his show should be called.
Yeah. Kind of like
Kimmel and his bits.
Kind of like a step below kibbles and bits.
Yeah, step below dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what dog food looks like, you know.
Later, yeah.
I never get to finish with Craig.
No, because I'll clean it up before you say it.
Thank you, sir.
That's why I'm here.
Really?
Yeah.
How about my dogs?
You got good-looking dogs, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
The world's richest. This is Jimmy Kimmel's and bits. The world's richest man, again, has been trying to drum up sympathy for himself lately. His sales are down. His stock is down. Last night, he was somber as he went through this with Sean Hannity before sharing a clip from an interview Musk had with Fox News in which the SpaceX CEO said in part, this is a clip that Jimmy Kimmel played, "Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything awful. I've never done anything awful. I've only done productive things." Yeah, having babies is productive, right? So I think we just have a deranged, there's some kind of mental illness thing going on here because this doesn't make any sense. And then Jimmy Kimmel, of course, has to make a bit out of it. And he says, yeah, let me explain it for you. When you pull out a chainsaw to celebrate firing thousands of people, they get mad. That was Kimmel's thing. Okay. And he did pull out the chainsaw and what that really was about. But, of course, it's not a joke and you can't use it for leftist fodder
right.
if you tell the whole story. That chainsaw was given to him by Argentina's president when they all got together at a CPAC. And it was symbolizing slashing of wasteful government spending, not necessarily the slashing of jobs, although that very much could be a part of it, but there was no celebrating that. It was wasteful government spending. And Kimmel goes on, "My God, this poor guy. You do one, maybe two Nazi salutes and everybody gets all bent out of shape." Again,
unreal.
Promoting this idea that he gave some sort of Nazi salute when even, like I said, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, conceded this. Look, the moment might have looked awkward, but it was not malevolent. Yeah. So, yeah, they want to continue with that lie. This will be just like, you know, Charlottesville will go on.
Oh, yeah.
Hands up, don't shoot. The lies that are perpetrated, and they stick with people. Now, they'll come to believe that those elements are true because you've got lefty politicians repeating it, lefty so-called entertainers repeating it, and lefty media repeating it. So it gets drummed into heads of Americans. And he was really, kind of doubling down from his comments on Tuesday, which were in poor taste. He noted Tesla's stock took a hit amid a string of vandalism blitzes against the company and then advised his viewers in a very dry, sarcastic tone not to further engage in Tesla vandalism. Then he gave a long pause and then people began to laugh, the audience, etc. It's, I don't know. It's weak. It's obvious. It's, I guess, low-hanging fruit. But, you know, elected officials put themselves in a position of power, and they get picked on as a result. You know what? Sometimes it's justified. Sometimes it's not. But this is a private citizen who has employed how many people?
Oh, yeah. Thousands.
Has done how many good things? And he is volunteering his time to help clean up the waste and fraud in government. And that's how the lefties treat you. They treat you as an enemy. An enemy. Again, this is just another snapshot of what the lefties are all about. They continue to expose themselves with their behavior, their hatred, the things they say and the things they do. But they want you to vote for them in the midterms. Yeah. Yeah, they do want that. Even though they've exposed themselves for, you know, the far-left wackadoodles, Marxists that they are. All right, what do we got? 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show? What else is going on? Well, I told you about Secretary Pete Hegseth. He has managed so far to cut about $580 million of wasteful contracts and grants out of the Department of Defense budget. That's a good thing. New York Supreme Court, after this thing went back and forth and Court of Appeals and all that, it finally comes out that in the state of New York, voting is for citizens only. Wow.
What a concept.
Took them all kinds of court battles and stuff to figure that out.
We could have told them that.
It's in the Constitution. It's in the state Constitution. Their state Constitution.
Maybe they should read it.
Yeah, and it's not like it's difficult to figure out the meaning of it.
Yeah, but it's, Bob, it was in English. Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it is in English, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not American.
American.
Got to write that stuff in American. American. We can all understand it. 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We need things to make you smile. We need upbeat, positive thoughts, so bring them. 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, that's what we want to do. Make you smile. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And time for you to call in for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. All right, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's making you smile?
Good morning. So even though it's kind of sad that my son and my future daughter-in-law were not here with me when my husband had that, they just called me. They are on some kind of island somewhere near Amsterdam, at a beach, playing with a bunch of dogs. They said there's some spaniels. It looks like there was a golden retriever. And they're just playing with a whole bunch of foreign dogs over there in Amsterdam. So they're having a great time. And they're getting ready to go to Ireland.
Wow. Nice world trip. Travelers having a good time and keeping in touch. That makes me smile.
Tell Rosie we said hi.
Let's go to Horse Sense. What's making you smile?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I had this thought yesterday, and it made me smile. And believe it or not, it was about Luigi Mangione. And I thought maybe we could find enough Venezuelan blood in him, we could send him to one of those fine prisons down in El Salvador.
Ah, that's not a bad idea. I like that. Sam, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, fellas. I'm smiling about today's tidbit of useless information. Anyone who thinks drag racing isn't a sport doesn't realize the athleticism it takes to run in an evening gown and high heels.
Oh!
It's official.
Yeah, stop and read some stories. No, don't do that. Yeah. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Yes, beautiful weather. We're going to have a nice weekend for you guys for the wedding, and all your shows are always so great all week. Great information. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you Monday. So have a good time at the wedding and all the other functions that you're attending.
Aww.
Love you guys. You're the best. God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless you, Cass. Thank you. Mark, you got to make it quick.
Yeah, my son Hunter and I had a good run on the river, saw 250 turtles or so, but you talk so well about his schmooze tours for Greg that I created the word schmoozapalooza, so that's what I consider it to be.
Very nice.
I like it. I like it.
Good stuff all the way around. Thanks for participating, my friends, and don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, let's see. Vice President J.D. Vance was asked a question about Vice President Kamala Harris, asked how he's handling the vice presidency differently than his predecessor. And he said, well, I don't have, you know, four shots of vodka before every meeting.
Wow.
He said that's one way I think that Kamala really tried to bring herself into the role with these word salads. Bottoms up, Kamala. And cheers to Vice President J.D. Vance. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Go Gators! See ya!